This is WordWise, the weekly program that explores the origin, history, or tall tales behind common words or phrases, and brought to you by KWBU and the College of Arts and Sciences at Baylor University. I'm your host, Christy Proctor. Climate change, global warming, these are words that are frequently in the headlines, but exactly what they refer to is sometimes unclear. Here to help us understand more is Dr. Dan Pepe, Assistant Professor of Geology. Dr. Pepe, let's jump right in. Tell me, how are the terms of climate change and global warming different?
All right. Well, first, we need to understand the difference between weather and climate. So weather is really just the current state of the atmosphere, just like how hot it is, basically. Weather changes over minutes to days. Climate is the description of the long-term pattern of weather in a particular area or region, such as the average temperature at a particular place over a long time. Climate changes over years to decades to centuries. For example, looking at the temperature in a region, you can tell if a winter was colder than average. If it continues to be colder than average over many winters, it would indicate a change in climate. If it's only colder than average one year, it does not represent a change in climate. So climate change means major changes in climate that last for decades or longer and result from many different things, such as changes in the sun's energy, changes in the Earth's orbit around the sun, changes in ocean circulation, or human activities that change the atmosphere and the land surface. Global warming is the average increase in temperatures near the Earth's surface and in the lowest layer of the atmosphere that have been directly measured over the last 100 plus years. This increase in average global temperature over the last century represents a change in the Earth's climate.
So is the Earth's climate changing?
Yes. So over the past century, the average global temperature has increased by 1.3 degrees Fahrenheit. Or in other words, the average global temperature is almost a degree and a half warmer than it was 100 years ago. This temperature change is widespread around the world, and it's greatest in the high northern latitudes where there are currently ice sheets. This measured increase in temperature is global warming. In addition, global average sea levels risen, snow and ice cover has decreased in the Arctic, and the average mountain glaciers and snow cover has declined in both hemispheres due to a warming climate.
Thank you so much, Dr. Pepe. Dan Pepe is an assistant professor of geology at Baylor University's College of Arts and Sciences. To hear this and other WordWise episodes, visit kwbu.org or subscribe to the free podcast in the iTunes Music Store. Join us again next week.